Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Bez Hashem, we're going to begin Simen Shin Tes Vav, 315. Today's page of Mishnah Berurah is page Kuf Chaf Beis. And today we're going to be doing Simen Shin Tes Vav Sif Aleph. These are the halachos of making an ohel on Shabbos. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Asul Asus Ohel B'Shabbos Yom Tov Afilu Arai. Person is not allowed to make an ohel on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even if it's a temporary ohel. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Asul Asus Ohel, the Ohel Kevakon. If a person were to make an ohel keva that's meant to last a long time, even though it's not actually a building, he's chayiv for bona. Dasiyas ohel toldas bona, because making an ohel is considered a tolda, which obviously is a daraisa of bona. Vasoser chayiv mishum soser. And if one destroys an ohel, then he's chayiv mishum soser. The gazral ohel aray mishum ohel keva. And then we extended that an ohel aray is an Issud Rabbanon to an Ohel Keva, v'chein al stiras Ohel Arai, mishum stiras Ohel Keva, and therefore you're not allowed to be soser in Ohel Arai, just like you're not allowed to be soser in Ohel Keva, so the stiras Ohel Arai is an Issud Rabbanon. Uprate dino Ohel Keva yavor l'kameh. We'll get to the dinim of Ohel Keva, but we're starting with Ohel Arai. So says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter, v'dafka gag, that the issur of making an Ohel Arai is specifically if there's a roof, aval mechitzos mutter, but to make a mechitza, to make a barrier, is going to be mutter. Vein mechitza asur alim kenasla hatir suko la hatir tiltol. A mechitza is only going to be asur if it's coming to be matir something. It's coming to make your sukkah into a kosher sukkah. It's coming to allow you to carry something. Says the Rama, aval mechitza anasis letznius bialma shari. But if a mechitza is being made just for privacy's sake, that's going to be mutter. V'lachain, and therefore mutter literal zvilo lefnei pesach aval pishar kavua sham. You're allowed to hang a curtain in front of a doorway, even though it's stationary there and it's going to be there for a while. V'chein parochas lefnei aron hakodesh, and a parochas could be hung in front of an aron hakodesh. Ublach lo yasa oel begag tefach, as long as you don't make an oel with a roof that is a tefach wide. Meaning, essentially, there is no isra of making an oel arai if it is purely a mechitza that's for tznius. V'chein motelasos mechitza lefnei achamo atzino befnei anero shle yechabo san aruach. You could similarly make a mechitza in front of the to protect you from the sun, or to protect you from the cold, from the wind, or to make it that the candles don't get blown out by the wind. Aval asur lasus mechitza b'vnei aron ner kedei sheyeshamish mitaso. But says the Rama, you're not allowed to make a mechitza in front of a candle so that you can have tashmish hamita in that room, because typically you're not allowed to have tashmish hamita in a room that has a candle. V'chein lefnei svarim kedei l'shamish lasus rachav, or mechitza in front of svarim so that you can have tashmish shamita, or so that you can relieve yourself, which you're typically not allowed to do in front of svarim. Im lo shayim mivod yom tefach, unless it was already a tefach mivod yom shaza azmutu lahosvala b'Shabbos, because then you'd be allowed to add to an existing mechitza from before Shabbos on Shabbos. So again, the rule is if there's that ohel keva is going to be an issur d'oraisa, ohel arai is an issur d'rabbanan, but ohel arai means that either it's a roof that has at least one tefach of width, or that it's a mechitza that's being matir something, like being matir asuka, being matir tashmish amita. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis, v'dafka gag, v'af k'shein mechitzas tachtov, k'gon nefros matzelos al barak undosin, derech harai login me'achama v'agshamim. That it's also to make a roof, even if there are no walls. So for example, if a person is going to open an umbrella, the assumption is that that's a violation of making an ohel arai. The question is, how come on Simchas Torah, when we hold the talis over the over the heads by the Kolan Arim and by the Chasan Torah and Chasan Bereshis, is that not a violation of Ohel? So the Chasan Ish writes that if you're holding it in your hand, it's mutter, even if you're doing it letzel. And that's what the Tehillah of David writes. He says, if you're holding it in your hand, that's not even considered an Ohel, not even an Ohel Arai. And he says, that's why by Chasan Bereshis and Simchas Torah, we're not worried about such things. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, now Sif Katan Gimel, mutter, digger all of agag shemai hilalav. If it's just a mechitza, it's mutter, because the real ohel is the roof. Lachain gazur bami shemol keva, and that's where they made a gzeira onto ohel keva. Mashein kein mechitza sarei luchud lo nechshav koel klal. But just mechitzos, that's not considered an ohel at all. Lahatir sukkah, what would be considered a mechitza as being matir? To be matir a sukkah. Kagon, the shayila rak shnei defunnels. Let's say you had a sukkah that had only two walls. Vas mechitza sarei ledofen shlishi. So you made a mechitza sarei for the the third world can follow the command of some tafer shalom and does chashav ach mechitza kabinyan taliyad and is kasher hasukkah. Now your sukkah is going to be kosher, and therefore that's going to be considered a real violation of making a mechitza. V'uad din k'shamat teres osa mechitza l'tata aliyad v'makam shasa l'taltel. Similarly, if it allows you to move things where you otherwise wouldn't have been allowed to, d'kivin d'chashvin l'mechitza l'in hetera tiltel chashav binyan, since it allows you to be metaltel something, that's considered to be a real binyan. The dirshu in note 6 over here says, and what if you put up a shtender in front of somebody so that you can walk in front of somebody who's davening, or you set up a mechitza to be mafsik between a reach ra so that you could daven? So he quotes from Nissim Krelitz, said that that's mechitza amateras, and that's going to be aser sivkat and hey litznius be alma. But if it's a mechitza that's purely for tznius, then it's going to be mutter kigon lahafsik bein anashim lanashim. Means like a mechitza in shul, that's just considered to be a mechitza for tznius. Wait just a minute. Ramosha has a tshuva where Ramosha says that having a mechitza in shul is a din d'oraisa. So you're going to tell me that's not matir? It seems that it's matir. So Ramosha explains, the Archa Shabbos rather explains, no, it's still not considered mechitza materas, because to be mavdil between men and women, you don't need a mechitza that has all the dinim of mechitza. You just need something that creates a sense of tznius. It doesn't have to have the din of a wall, meaning if it starts more than 3 tefachim off the ground, that's okay, even though midine mechitza, it would not be okay, because a gedi could go babas rosh, some gedi could sneak underneath it, but it creates the requisite level of tznius, and therefore that would be permissible. What about putting a mechitza in front of your chametz that you find in your house on Pesach? Shulchan Aruch says, you find chametz in your house on Pesach, you should go and make a mechitza of 10 tefachim. So the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah over there say that in Yom Tov you're not allowed to set up such a mechitza. So the Lechorah, it's just a kisui bialma. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach says, but since during the days of Chol HaMoed a kisui bialma would not work, you need a mechitza dafka, therefore it's considered an actual mechitza materas. Sivkat and Vav, shekavu Hashem, ratzolomer, she'enu asli lasem Hashem, el toli Hashem tamid. That this is going where the Ramah was talking about putting up a curtain over a doorway that you're going to leave there constantly. It's still only considered mechitza sarai because it waves in the wind. It's not really firmly held in place. And it also doesn't prevent anyone, provides no security whatsoever. You can walk right through the mechitza. But if you were to take a curtain and attach it on in all four corners, top and bottom and everything, then that would be a real mechitza skeva. That would be problematic. V'chein paroches, and taking a paroches on Naron is also just litzniusa. Zep shita d'shari, this is obvious that it's mutter. D'kimin sheyesh b'lav ha'chidelis l'aron ha'kodesh. Most of the times, Yaron Kodesh has a door also. V'chein ha'paroches enu tali rak litznius bi'alma. So the paroches is really only there for litznius bi'alma. V'kama achronim mekilin afilu mein d'lasos l'aron ha'kodesh, k'mo v'ilo neitzal ha'pasav v'chanal. And many achronim say, even if the Yaron Kodesh doesn't have a door, even if it does not have a door, it's still mutter to hang the paroches, because it's only attached on the top, and we said that a curtain that's just attached on the top is considered to be mutter. Mutter litos b'shabes hadin ramatziyor mal kosel lenoi. You're allowed to hang a nice decorative cloths of afilu kavim shlo nizos mim kama gamkin shari kivin shenasim klal mechitza. If it's something is hanging on a wall and it's not really meant to be a barrier between anything and anything, it's just that it's hanging on the wall. That's not a mechitza at all. So that's going to be mutter. So I guess we'll get to that when we get to that. Sivkat and test v'chein mutter. The Rama said you're also allowed to make something to protect you from the sun or the cold. Pasha to call them mechitza sarai. This is all as far as mechitza sarai is concerned. Avalasus mechitza keva sheiskayim kein aser. But to make a mechitza keva to protect you from the sun or the wind, that's going to be aser. Bifnei ora ner. And we said that making a mechitza in front of an ora ner to have tashra shamita is going to be yasser, because that's actually matir something. Since you're not allowed to have tashra mita in front of a candle or svarim, mikri mechitza materes. That's considered mechitza materes. Because of Amagin Avram, dahainu dafke yemosa mechitza gavoa asar tvachem vayner gavoa v'niras lemaila. That's only if the mechitza you're making is 10 tvachem high and the ner sticks out above the height of the mechitza. The mafil betaliso mishamish, where the halacha is that even though the light is coming through, you're allowed to be mafil betaliso mishamish. You're allowed to darken the room with your blanket and have tash shamita because there's at least the candle's not in the same room as you because there's a mechitza between them. Like we're going to see in Simon Reish. Because since the candle is visible, the only reason you're allowed to have tash shamita in that room is because there's a mechitza and it's considered a different room. It's as if the candle's in another room. And if you attach it really well, that it's not going to sway in the wind, that's a real mechitza, and therefore, because other, if it were to still sway in the wind, then it would not be a real mechitza. So then it's a real mechitza, and it's a mechitza materas. But let's say the ner is low down to the ground, and you don't put up a 10 tefach mechitza, you just put up some sort of barrier to block the ner, to block the light that comes from the ner. So once the ner is covered, it doesn't really matter whether the mechitza is 10 tefachim tall or not. Then you're not utilizing a mechitza, you're just utilizing something to cover the ner. So even if it happens to be 10 tefachim high, you're allowed to make it to a chshiva mechitza materes. Because it's not a mechitza hamateres, because it's not the mechitza that's being matir, it's just the kisui that's being matir. The same is true as far as tashma shamita, or relieving oneself when there are otherwise svarim in the room, so you're making a barrier. If you're just blocking the sight line to the svarim, so that's fine. That's not a mechitza materis. It's just a covering. And that's why it also doesn't need to be tied on the bottom. It happens to be just when it comes to items of Kedusha in a room where you want to be Mishamish Mita, or in a room where you want to go to the bathroom, there's another din that having one covering is not enough. Meaning if you're not making a real mechitza, you're just covering it, you need a double cover. So for example, if a person is in an airport and they need to use the bathroom and they have their tefillin with them, so having your tefillin in the tefillin bag is not enough. If it's in your tefillin bag in your suitcase, that's enough because that's a double covering of it. So it's a big nafkamin over here. What he's saying is that if you make an actual mechitza where thereby the svarim are considered like they're in a different room, then you're allowed to be mishamish mita. But if you're making just something that's a kisui on the svarim, then that's not enough. You need a double kisui. Even though there are those achronim that disagree with this entire chiluk, and they say, who cares whether you're covering the svarim and the ner or not? At the end of the day, you're making a mechitza that's allowing you to be mishamish mita, and therefore that should be aser. We could be samech on what the Magen Avraham says. Val kol panim. And certainly if you just use a regular kisui of kli b'tol kli, that's for sure going to be mutar on Shabbos, because that's mamash not a mechitza at all. I mean, it's one thing to make a ten tefach mechitza where it's be'ikar really being used as a covering versus actually just putting a blanket over something, putting a cover over something. That's not a mechitza at all. We then said that if there was already a tefach of a roof on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to extend it. So if you have an awning that's open at Tefach, you're allowed to extend it further. But if it were totally folded up, and even though in its folded state it's more than a tefach, since that tefach was not made as a mechitza, then it would not that would not suffice. You would not be allowed to add to it. So to review what we learned today, it's actually just one very simple rule that there, just like it's nisa daraisa to make an ohel keva on Shabbos, there's nisa drabanan to make an ohel arai on Shabbos. An ohel arai is defined as either a roof or a mechitza hamateres, a mechitza that's only for tznius, like a mechitza between men and women, is not going to be a violation. And then we had a lengthy Mishnah Brura about what if you want to be mishamish mita in a room where there's a ner, or where there are svarim. So the halacha, the Magen Avraham was mechalik, that if you're making it a mechitza where it's still going to be visible on the other side, but what you've accomplished is you've made it halachically a different room, that's problematic, because that's a real mechitza materes. But if you're just utilizing the mechitza as a kisui, as a way of not being able to see the svarim or the ner, then it's going to be mutter. But one must be mindful that if what you're having is a kisui, you need a kis b'toch kis. You need a double kisui on svarim in order to be able to be mishamish mita or to be osat srachav in the very same room. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with se'ifim beis, and probably just beis, actually, tomorrow, and I should be back regular time, regular place tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful evening.